From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Block. There was a high-profile arrest in Haiti today. The former interior minister under exiled President Jean-Bertrand Aristide turned himself in to police. He's accused of orchestrating the murder of Aristide's political opponents in the weeks of violence that culminated in the president's departure. Reuters correspondent Simon Gardner is just outside the Haitian capital, Port-au-Prince. Mr. Gardner, what can you tell us about the charges against former Interior Minister Jocelyn Privert?
Well, I spoke to the new Justice Minister, Bernard Gousse, this morning. He told me that Jocelyn Privert had surrendered himself early this morning. He is charged with having helped coordinate a massacre of political opponents in the city of Saint-Marc, northwest of Port-au-Prince, in February, in the run-up to the fall of Jean-Bertrand Aristide's government.
This arrest came just a day after a one-day visit by Secretary of State Colin Powell to Haiti. And in that visit, he talked about a U.S. investigation of former President Aristide on corruption charges. What do you know about that?
Aristide's government was accused of several cases of graft, and also turning a blind eye to the drug trade. The new interim government has issued a list of about three dozen Aristide supporters and associates, preventing them from leaving the country while there are these investigations into whether or not there was corruption.
There are reports of Lavalas party members, supporters of President Aristide, saying that there's a witch hunt on for them. Are you seeing signs of that there?
Well, the former prime minister under Aristide, Yvonne Neptune, is still in hiding after receiving death threats from rebels who helped overthrow Aristide's government. And there has been a concern expressed by human rights groups that the new interim government has lauded these rebels as freedom fighters. It's also planning to incorporate many of them into the police force. But in northern Haiti, there are several senior rebels who are accused of human rights abuses during Haiti's turbulent past. And the rights groups are concerned that the government is not going after these rebels. They're being left to hold sway up in the north of the country and in rural Haiti, and instead focusing on political opponents, essentially.
Well, one of these rebels is, in fact, a former death squad leader. This is Mr. Chamblain, Louis Chamblain. Is he actually in charge of a portion of Haiti at this point?
Well, he is one of the senior rebel leaders, and he's certainly unchallenged up in the north of the country, despite the fact there are French troops up there. I spoke with him a week and a half ago, and he laughed when asked if he felt that the Haitian authorities would come after him. He said, no, I'm a leader of this country, and feels, I think, really beyond the reach of the law, which he is at the moment.
As you talk to people who live in the capital, in Port-au-Prince, do they feel more secure now than they did before?
Well, it's a mix. A lot of people do feel very safe. You know, U.S. Marines carrying M16s walking around their neighborhoods. Street crime, they say, has gone down. But there are others who feel that Aristide was a democratically elected leader and was levered out, he actually says, against his will. And they feel that that's not right in a democracy.
Well, Simon Gardner, thanks for talking with us.
Thank you.
Simon Gardner is reporting for Reuters from Haiti.